Welcome to Typecraft, the podcast that reveals the untold stories of type design. This week, we have Trey Seals, who founded VocalType in 2016 in order to address the lack of diversity of race, ethnicity, and gender in type by bringing culture, character, and story to the forefront of all of his designs. Each typeface VocalType produces is inspired by a piece of history, from the women's rights movement in Argentina to the civil rights movement in the United States, giving the design world an injection of typography that is culturally and historically relevant to underrepresented groups. Trey's work includes custom work for Spike Lee, Stacey Abrams, and even a typeface based on his own personal life story. Here's some of what Trey had to tell us.
I ended up designing my very first actual working font in 2014 when I actually rebranded the studio I interned for in Minneapolis called Wink. And I actually made a full-blown typeface based off of their icon from when they first opened. And I started learning this relationship between typography and branding, which I really loved at the time. I graduated in 2015 and ended up working for a staffing agency where I did a ton of branding projects. And I think it was like 100 projects later, going through that process of aimlessly searching for inspiration and searching for fonts, it got to this point where everything I saw started to look the same. And once I read Dr. Miller's article, I finally understood why. Because of this lack of diversity in people resulted in a lack of diversity in inspiration and creations. So I also ran a brand consultancy from 2015 to 2020. So outside of working for people, I was also freelancing after hours and doing VocalType after hours. And it got to this point where I started to evaluate the portfolios of a bunch of different design agencies and designers and studios. And I found that the larger the agency, the more storytelling was important to their design projects. And the smaller the agency or the smaller the studio, or if it's just a solo designer, very few people actually tell the stories behind their works. It might be a paragraph summary and then a ton of pictures. But I wanted to be that agent, that solo agency. And so storytelling became a huge part of my works ever since. And that's what made Studio Seal successful. And I feel like that's what really draws people to VocalType as well. And, you know, coming from this background of working on brand identities, type can tell you what something is or provoke a feeling of what something is before you even read what that thing really is. And it's because of that that I believe that type is at the root of any great piece of graphic design. So the first font I ever made for VocalType was VTC Martin. It's this sans serif grotesque typeface inspired by these protest signs that were carried during the Memphis sanitation strike of 1968. And it was the last cause that Dr. King got the opportunity to fight for before his death that year. And since releasing Martin, it's like everyone's favorite. And part of me assumes that's because more people know Dr. King than any other activist that I've named my typefaces after. And because of this, and it's really what made VocalType take off. So in the wake of the death of George Floyd, Martin has been used for everything from protest signs around the world, voting campaigns, some really amazing Black Lives Matter street murals, which I did not expect, but they look really amazing. And it's also being used for the logo of the Amazon Labor Union, which I really love just because it kind of ties in that history of the sanitation workers strike and fighting for unionization. And then there's VTC Bayard, named after Bayard Rustin, who was the gay and civil rights leader who organized the 1963 March on Washington, where Dr. King gave his I Have a Dream speech. And he was actually Dr. King's mentor. And for the 2020 virtual March on Washington, Bayard was used for the branding and the website design and pretty much everything for that campaign. And is also was also just used this past weekend for the 60th anniversary of the March on Washington. When I started designing the VocalType website, I wanted people to realize that you're not just buying another typeface that came from someone's imagination, but you have a sort of responsibility in honoring the use of this typeface. So I put the story first before you're even allowed to see the button that allows you to purchase the font. That's a huge part of it for sure. So when I first started VocalType, I pretty much only made typefaces inspired by cultures that I identified with, which was just black and brown culture. And for a while, I felt really weird about stepping out of that and exploring other cultures because I'm not a part of them. I mean, sure, I have family members that may identify with those cultures, but I'm not directly a part of it. And the more I kind of shied away from that, the more people wanted it. Like all of a sudden I'm getting all these recommendations for like, make a font inspired by Tiananmen Square. Here's the Italian resistance movement. And here's all these other cultural movements to make typefaces inspired by. And that's what really got me started. I am a perfectionist by heart. And because I'm making fonts inspired by protest signs, I'm like, no, you cannot touch that. That is how it was. Don't fix it. So that's a huge challenge on the retail side of things. But when it comes to custom type, I'm allowed to fix some of those things if a client wants, or just be the perfectionist that I really want to be. So, full disclosure, I had never designed a book before the Spike Lee book. But it didn't start out as me designing a book. It started out as me designing custom type, which was really interesting. Yeah. And, you know, it's Spike Lee. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to design 6 custom fonts and see where this goes. And then the publisher was real slick with it. I don't know if this was intentional or not, but I feel like looking back, I'm like, he was really slick with it. So he was like, can you make a few page layouts at these dimensions using the type so we can see what it looks like? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And he was like, can you add these pictures to the page layouts so we can see how the type interacts with the pictures? And then it was like, can you try the type on a cover? And then it was like, can you design the whole book? And it just kind of grew from there. And 5 of the 6 custom typefaces ended up being used. And there was just like a lot of trust put in me. Like, we watched all Spike's films to figure out what film should be in the book. And then to like get that sequence right. And then he was like, here are some pictures. Let me know which ones you think we should include in the book. And I'm like, oh my God. Okay, I got it. Yeah, but it was an amazing experience. So VTC Marsh is based on this vertical sign that stood outside of the Stonewall Inn in New York. And if you're not familiar with the Stonewall riots, it was basically the spark of the LGBTQ+ rights movement back in the 60s, in 69, I think. And while Stacy does not identify as LGBTQ+, I think the important part for us, at least, was that one, it just looked and felt like her, and that it had this connection to Black history. Like, we didn't want anything really tall and condensed and overpowering. We wanted something that had character and had this real softness to it, but also didn't feel meek and just really sophisticated and really tight and really refined, kind of like Stacy. We just wanted we had these features of her in mind, and we wanted the final logo to reflect that. And that's where VTC Marsha came in. This is really weird, but like sometimes when I see a typeface and I know a person's story, I know it's successful when it looks like them, if that makes sense. And seeing Stacy on the podium with this custom type on the podium and with people behind her showing off these signs supporting her with the logo on it once again, it just felt so right. And the way that the people at Wide Eye were able to make this beautiful color palette that also wasn't really political. It was purple with a lot of pastels, and it was just really beautiful. It just added to that effect of looking like her. And it was amazing to see, to say the least. I guess it's ever since the Spike book that people have been reaching out not only for custom type, but for typography-related graphic design projects. Like, they don't want me to make type. They want me to use it in a way that they can't imagine. And that has been really interesting to work on. And lately, custom type is also involved lettering pieces, which I've had quite a bit of fun with. I'm working on VTC Tray that is coming out next month, hopefully. Someone at a conference a few years ago posed the question, do I consider myself an activist? And if so, will I make a font family inspired by myself? And for a while, I thought that was a bit too pretentious, like I'm Caslon or Garamond or Bodoni or something. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that unless you attend one of my lectures or listen to a podcast like this one, you really don't know a lot about me just by looking at the site or by Googling me. So I decided to work on VTC Tray. And at first it was a custom typeface for my personal portfolio site. And then one day earlier this year, I decided to start expanding it into a full font family to release through VocalType. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. And not to give too much away, and I apologize if I shock you a little bit. The font family is inspired by my entire life as a whole, starting with the fact that I'm a two-time brain tumor survivor. And I really wanted something that kind of matched my scar or like the resemblance of a cut. So naturally, it's a stencil typeface. And because of its connections to not only lettering, but graffiti and political communication, I felt like that was pretty perfect. So I'm looking forward to releasing that. I hope people don't think that I'm very arrogant by doing this. I'm excited to do it just because I had so much fun working on it and trying to figure out what that would look like. But also I'm like, please don't think I'm arrogant. I am not that arrogant. If I have advice for anyone, it would be fail as much as you possibly can. Because the more you fail, the more you can trust yourself. That was a big thing for me, failing as much as possible. Because the more I failed in designing type, the more I was able to trust my eye the further I got along. And trust the math a bit less than I should. That's it.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Typecraft. To listen to the full hour-long interview with Trey Seals, where he talks more about the responsibility he feels around his work, along with a comprehensive visual companion with images of his designs working with Spike Lee, Stacey Abrams, and more, subscribe to Typecraft Season 1 at the Proof & Co. online store at proofco.gumroad.com. Subscribers will receive this and every interview and visual companion from Season 1 of Typecraft. Typecraft is a part of the Proof & Co. podcast network, along with the Interrogang podcast. This episode was edited by Andrew Spheris with help and music production by Eric Reed. The interview was conducted by Kyle Reed. To learn more about Proof & Co., visit our website at proofco.xyz. This is the last episode of Season 1 of Typecraft, and we hope you've enjoyed what you've heard so far. If you have enjoyed the show, please tell your friends, rate and review the show, 5 stars all around, and shoot us an email at hello@proofco.xyz to let us know. And if you have any thoughts, hopes, or desires for future episodes of Typecraft, let us know that as well. It has been a pleasure, it has been inspiring and fun sharing the stories of type design with you, and we'd like to do it again sometime. We'll talk to you then.